Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Chrisanne Hall here, KRISANNEHALL.com, where we are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. Welcome to the Chrisanne Hall Show. Let's get started. Thank you so much for joining me today on this special urgent message, things that you have been lied to about. This is an urgent message because for some reason, a phenomenon is sweeping America. This, oh my gosh, why is this happening phenomenon that is sweeping America. I am talking about this wave of abortion rights being legalized, established at the state level by state constitutions through the vote of the people. Now, if you follow me on Victory News, you'll know that on Monday we covered this story, and it was about Ohio voting to amend its constitution to establish abortion as a right. And the story that we covered on Victory News on Monday was about the people of Ohio, the pro-life advocates in Ohio, scratching their head and getting really upset at the fact that the pro-life Christian conservative community was literally checked out. They couldn't get people to get involved. They couldn't get people to get motivated. They couldn't get people to get activated to stand against this constitutional amendment. Well, Christian has the latest. Ohio voters approve amendment to establish right to abortion in state constitution. Now, I have a political slash psychological theory as to why the people of Ohio had a really hard time getting the Christians, the conservatives, activated to stand against a constitutional amendment to establish abortion as a right in the state constitution. This is really important, guys. Why were the Christians sleeping? Why were the conservatives sleeping in Ohio? Why were the activists, pro-life activists in Ohio, unable to awaken this segment of the demographic out of their slumber in the numbers of 51% to defeat this amendment? Well, I'll tell you why. Because when the Supreme Court gave their opinion in the Dobbs case, the case where everybody said Roe v. Wade was overturned, you were lied to. Not by me, mind you. When the Dobbs opinion came out, we were vehemently trying to and passionately trying to get the truth out to you about what the Dobbs opinion really did. Because you see, what we're experiencing now is the fact of the fruit of the lie. You see, Christian put up the NPR headline from that day. NPR, and this was everywhere. This headline, this thought, this propaganda was ubiquitous across the United States, if not across the world. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, ending right to abortion. This was the headline, guys, and this is a lie. This is absolutely a lie, because it's not the whole truth. We had Christian conservatives, Christian attorneys, Christian politicians, conservative pro-life people repeating this narrative. Why is this dangerous? Because it's not the whole truth. It's why Ohio had an amendment to their constitution pass, creating abortion as a right. You see, the Supreme Court did not overturn Roe v. Wade. They did not, quote, end the right to abortion. Those headlines made the majority of the conservative, pro-life, Christian people, as well as the leftists, convinced that abortion was now unconstitutional, unlawful. You think I'm lying? You think I'm wrong? Christian, put up that picture of the Pew Research. This Pew Research poll was conducted after Dobbs. Majority of public disapproves of the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Subtitle, 62% of all Americans say abortion should be legal. You see, this Pew Research poll, you can bring it back to me, this Pew Research poll proves what I'm telling you. After this opinion, the Dobbs opinion, after the major propaganda that went out, not just simply by the leftists to really energize their base, remember, because we have to stack the Supreme Court and we got to do this, they've made abortion illegal. This was also repeated by Christian attorneys, Christian politicians, pro-life groups, and conservatives. And because of that, the majority of Americans believed. Now, remember, the Pew Research says 62% of all Americans say abortion should be legal. That Pew Research poll means that 38% of Americans believe that abortion was made illegal. Well, let me correct myself. 100% of the people polled would have thought that abortion was made illegal. Only 62% of them think that it should be legal. Do you see what I'm trying to tell you? This Pew Research poll proves that the majority of Americans, at least the people in this Pew Research, believed that the Supreme Court made abortion illegal, made it unconstitutional. That's not what happened. We reported, I made multiple posts and multiple videos, did multiple interviews trying to explain the fact that the Supreme Court did not overturn Roe v. Wade in the sense that it made abortion unconstitutional or illegal. What the Dobbs opinion did was return abortion to the states for a state determination. They made no judgment whatsoever on the legality or constitutionality of abortion. None. They simply said, it's not a federal issue. Can I tell you that I was rebuked? I was chastised. I was condemned. Not by the left by bringing you the truth, but by conservatives and Christians and telling me that shame on me for denying the victory. We need to have our victories, Chrisanne. Why are you stealing our victories? I'm not stealing any victories. I'm giving you truth. And the reason that I knew we needed to have people telling the truth is manifesting today. Ohio could not get Christians activated, could not get conservatives activated, could not get people in Ohio activated that were pro-life. They could not raise 51% of a voting population to come against a constitutional amendment to the Ohio Constitution making abortion legal. Why? Because those people were told abortion is illegal, it's unconstitutional, I don't need to do anything anymore. The Supreme Court did all my work. Thank you, Jesus, for the Supreme Court. I can go back to watching my TV shows and doing whatever it is that I do when I'm not politically active. The Supreme Court saved us. The savior of our problems, the Supreme Court. That's why you couldn't get people out, Ohio, because we've had over a year of false information teaching people that abortion was ruled to be unconstitutional, making people believe that it's actually illegal, instead of telling people the battle's not won. You have won a battle, but the war is still waging. You now have to shift your focus from Washington, D.C. to your states. You now have to concentrate on educating your people in your states. You now have to concentrate on preserving life in your states. The very disappointing thing is that the left knew this. The left is succeeding that this is not happening just in Ohio. I mean, in California, they just went ahead and passed legislation because that's the nature of California's legislature. But in the states where they cannot pass legislation to legalize abortion, they're going to be doing something worse. They're going to be amending constitutions. There is a movement. There is a constitutional amendment proposed in the state of Florida for this next election cycle. A constitutional amendment in the state of Florida to legalize abortion. I'm giving this message now because we have the opportunity to share this truth across the United States. If you are Christian, if you are pro-life, if you are a pro-life conservative, Christian or not, you need to, you must get this message out and waken the people of your state. They are slumbering because they have been taught a lie. They think it's all settled. It's not. So much propaganda, so much miseducation since 1830 about the power of the Supreme Court. Most people believe that if the Supreme Court issues an opinion, it is now the law of the land. How many decades were we told that abortion is the law of the land because the Supreme Court said so? Well, since now they've overturned Roe v. Wade, the law of the land must be that abortion is illegal. We have established a false reality in regard to the authority, the power of the Supreme Court. And this opinion has caused people to slumber. So here's my little PSA. People, Christians, pro-life conservatives, if you want to activate your base to prevent this from happening in your state, you're going to have to refocus. You're going to have to educate the people that the battle is at the state level, that the Supreme Court did not make abortion illegal. Supreme Court did not make abortion unconstitutional. The only thing was they did brilliantly for them, by the way, is they shifted it to the state. They just simply said, sorry, not my problem anymore. You deal with it. Well, guess what? The left knew that. They picked it up and they started running. And here we are, Ohio, amending their constitution, making abortion a right. Now, you're going to help me work really hard on this because guess what? I have said the word abortion probably 17 times in this video, which means no algorithm on social media is going to promote this video. You are going to have to promote this video. If you want this to stop in your state, you're going to help me re-educate the people. And I put this at the feet of our Christian lawyers, our Christian politicians, and our churches, the very ones that condemned us for teaching the truth about what this decision really did. This is at your feet. Why are you not now up and educating people on the truth? I'm saying this in all the love that's in my heart. I love each and every one of you. But this is not the time for us to run around casting stones and hurting feelings. It's time for us to get work. Get to work. And we're going to have the same problem in every other state that we had in Ohio. Unless we explain to people what really happened with Dobbs. The Supreme Court did not make abortion illegal. They did not make abortion unconstitutional. They simply said it's not federal, it's a state issue. You decide it there. Now the battle is at home. And we have to get activated. We have to get activated. Or everything that the Supreme Court did for us will be overturned in less than a year and a half at the state level. So maybe some people have to eat some crow. Maybe some people have to say, I'm sorry, I didn't understand it properly the first time, but this is how it really is. But we've got to refocus. Re-educate and get people going again. I don't want to see this happen in my state of Florida. I don't want to see this happen in your state. But we have to fix it. Pro-life, conservative Christians, I'm sorry, I love you, I really do, but in this case, part of the problem. So it's time to just simply regroup. It's time to admit there were some errors. It's time to get remotivated. And we have time. As a word of encouragement to the people of Ohio, if you are outraged by this constitutional amendment, guess what? You can fight for a new constitutional amendment on the next ballot to repeal this constitutional amendment. The good news is in the state of Florida, I'm sorry, in the state of Ohio, it only takes 51%. So if you start working now, Ohio, and re-educating people, because there's going to be, look, there's going to be a lot of people in Ohio going, how did this happen? How did this happen? I was on my cell phone all night last night with people saying, how did this happen? How did this happen? I'll tell you how it happened. We were not told the truth. And this is the consequence of not telling the truth. But guess what? Ohio. You're not lost. It's not all over. You can put up a new constitutional amendment on the next ballot, and you only need 51% to repeal it. I know it sounds ridiculous to pass something and repeal it, but look, there's a such thing called buyer's remorse. Don't rely on somebody to challenge it in the courts and file these lawsuits. Get working right now, drafting a constitutional amendment in Ohio to repeal this amendment. That's how it's got to work, guys. It's not lost. You can do it. And I guarantee you there is more than 51% of people in the state of Ohio now going, what the heck? Capitalize on this momentum of the people who are like, how did this happen? How can we fix this? Capitalize on that right now. Hop on it, pounce on it, and get it moving. It's not all lost. In California, guys, all you got to do is get new legislators. That's even easier than a constitutional amendment, I guess. Or maybe Californians relocation or splitting your state into separate states might be a good solution. But I want you to know it's not lost. It's not over. We just need to get refocused, re-educated, and activated. And please, you follow us. We're promising you. I cannot tell you how many times in the last 6 months to a year I've had to say, look, I tried to warn you. Look, I told you so. I don't like to say that. But we need to realize there are valuable sources of information. The 10th Amendment Center, there are podcasts out there that are giving you the truth. There are shows out there that are giving you the truth. We are giving you the truth. Those are the ones you need to follow. I know truth doesn't always feel as fun as, you know, feeling good about things that are almost true. But truth is what really empowers us to activate and have a proper course of action, and that's what we need to do. America's not lost, guys. This is not all over. And I know that people think America's lost for a lot of reasons, but she's not lost. Not in the slightest. We've got to shed this popular narrative that we're a minority. We are not a minority. Just because you see it in the news doesn't mean that it's real. Just because they're reporting it doesn't mean it's the majority opinion. It's what they want the majority opinion to be, and they understand the power of their propaganda informing that popular opinion. But we know who we are, and we know that we will not compromise and we will not comply with those propagandas and directives. So let's not burn down the ship. But let's get refocused, remotivated, and reactivated, and save lives in our states. Once again, please like this, please share this, please comment on whatever platform you're looking, because the algorithms are not. I will ask you this as well. I guarantee you this video, when we start sharing this all over the place, is going to attract some haters and some trolls. Please don't feed the hate and don't feed the trolls. Please just ignore them. All they want to do is distract you from your mission and take away your resources. Do not feed the trolls. Do not feed the haters in this post. They're not worth your time. You're not going to change their mind on social media. And if you want to change minds, get out in the hedges and the highways and win people to Christ. The Holy Spirit is the only one that can change someone's mind. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, look, you want to help us. You want to help us. Say, hey, Chrisanne, I never heard this before. How come I didn't hear your message? Well, it's because we need your help. One of the ways you can help us to get out to educate, especially our sheriffs, is to go to chrisannhall.com and buy our products. Get educated yourself. Go to libertyfirstsociety.com and sign up for our constitutional classes so you'll be able to read these opinions yourself and know what is truth and what is not. Our coffee that we sell, Train a Sheriff Coffee, partner with us to train sheriffs around the country by purchasing the coffee. All the coffee goes back into the Train the Sheriff program. So if you heard what you needed to hear today but didn't hear it before, support us. Share what we do right here. That won't cost you a dime, but liberty ain't free. So help us keep helping you. Thank you so much for joining me today for this urgent liberty message. God bless, and we will see you next time.
A voicemail on the church phone. The voicemail was from the New Mexico State Police, and the officer said that New Hope Revival Church is non-essential and must shut down. I knew I needed to connect with the sheriff. I knew it was the chief law enforcement of the region.
I remembered getting to attend a Chris Ann Hall seminar in Albuquerque, and she had talked about the Shire Reeves.
And I said, listen, I want to know if you'll stand for God Rights. And he looked me right in the eyes and he goes, Pastor, I will defend you even if it means I got to go to jail myself.